The poll of 400 Wisconsin residents was basically a referendum on Cole, since it did not include the names of any of his opponents. It simply asked respondents if they'd vote for Cole or a challenger from his own or another party. 52% chose Cole, including 32% of the Republicans. Pollster Wendy Scattergood says Cole's approval rating was also high among both Republicans and independents.
He has an 86% approval rating among Democrats, but a majority of Republicans, 56%, had a favorable rating of him. Independents, again, that key middle section of our electorate, 64% had a favorable rating of him. So I think, you know, he's doing pretty well in that area.
Scattergood says Cole's name recognition probably plays a large role in the results. Another poll released this week by the public relations firm Strategic Visions asked 800 Wisconsin voters about how they'd vote if former Governor Tommy Thompson entered the race against Cole. In that matchup, Thompson beat Cole 45% to 40%. UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon says that's not surprising.
He's still very popular in the state. That would be, you know, the one Republican challenger that really could give Cole a very serious challenge.
GOP leaders have urged Thompson to run, but so far he's given no indication he will. The Strategic Visions poll shows Cole beating two Republicans who have filed to run against him. Respondents chose Cole over attorney Robert Lorge and Dave Reddick by a margin of 40%. The Republican primary is September 12th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.